What month is this? Huh? The 11th month, November. Praise the Lord. Today, I want to consider some things with you from the Word of God. Does anyone know who the 11th son is of Jacob? Joseph. Joseph. Someone say Joseph. Joseph. Say it again, Joseph. Joseph. The 11th son. 11 is an important number. It's an important number for you, for me, for us. Joseph is the 11th son. And the 11th son, Joseph, was supposed to be the first son. Do you remember that? He was supposed to be number one. But the trickster complicated things, and he became the 11th. God has an interesting way of trying to get one back into one. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, okay, you think you won? Now let me show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him double. Hallelujah. I declare over you today that God is bringing double blessings for every trouble you've gone through in the name of Jesus. The 11th son went through a lot of trouble. Was betrayed, thrown into the hole, accounted for dead. But God has resurrection life in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Everywhere he went, he was a blessing to people. That was his marker. He was a blessing to his parents, a blessing to his brothers, a blessing in Potiphar's house. And even then, in the midst of the blessing, he's still being betrayed and accused. Thrown in jail. And he comes out there, still being blessed in prison. Helping everybody else out. And when it was time for him to be helped, and he thought he was going to be helped, they forgot about him. And he kept on staying in the same state. But God had a plan. For at the fullness of time, he came out of his imprisonment and straight to the palace. Hallelujah. There is change. It's no longer in the horizon. It is here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare over everyone here, over this household of faith, the glory of God has come and it abides in Jesus' mighty name. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, the Bible tells us about the journey of Israel to the promised land. It was a journey that was supposed to take 11 days. Someone say 11. Say it again, 11. But 11 turned out to be 40 years. What is it that the devil has against 11? He says here, these be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea, between Paran, which means the place of caverns, and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. Let me slow down a little bit and just make mention of some of these names here. Paran again means a place of caverns. Tophel and Laban, those two names actually mean white, interestingly enough. And Hazeroth, the place of settlement. And Dizahab. Dizahab means enough gold. Now, God has a place of promise for every one of us. And it's a prosperous and blessed place. But in life, there are fakes. And it's important not to be stuck with a fake. Paran, the place of caverns. And it says, and Tophel, white, and Laban. How many of you remember Laban? Laban is a wicked, crooked man, but his name means white. And Hazeroth, settlement, and Dizahab, enough gold. This is a place that the enemy wants you to settle in with a fake kind of righteousness, with fake kind of blessings, where he tells you, just settle here. You've got enough. You've got enough. Yeah, there's caverns here. You just settle here. The devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. I am not going to settle for fake stuff. Hallelujah. Not when God has more than enough for me. Hallelujah. It says there are 11 days journey from Horeb, which is Mount Sinai, by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea, word simply means the wilderness of wandering. And this is what happened to the Israelites. They wandered. An 11-day journey became a 40-year experience. For it says, again, verse 2, there are how many days? 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea, and it came to pass in the 40th what? Year. In the 40th year. 40 represents the time of trial. The time of trial, the space of trial, temptation. Jesus went through 40 days of fasting. So it's a difficult time. What was supposed to take 11 days takes 40 years. And the Bible says, Moses spoke, and he spoke in the 11th month. So it's the 11th. Does that sound like 11? Same thing. 11 days, 11th month. God had something on his mind. And the man of God speaks on the first day of the month, that 11th month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. After after. Some say after. So he spoke to them after. So I say, he spoke to them after. Not before. After. Say it again. After. One more time. After. The Lord says, except you bind this strong man, you cannot spoil his house. You are not able to speak until you shut down the voice of the enemy. After he had slain Sihon, that name means warrior. The king of the Amorites. The word Amorites means a seer, one who is declaring. So there's this warrior that is declaring, just like Goliath was busy declaring certain things. And David had to shut him down. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, there are strongholds that must come down. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we shall possess our possessions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. On this day, 11th month, God shall do a new thing for his people. After he had slain Sihon, the warrior, the king of the Amorites, the seer, which dwelt in Heshbon. Heshbon means stronghold. I want you to rise with me right now. Bandara baba shekere basahe. Rise. The prophetic word comes after Sion comes down. So we are going to declare now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that any warring spirit from whatever stronghold that it comes from, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, shall not only be bound, but shall be slain by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophesy in the name of Jesus. Prophesy in the name of Jesus. Declare that the spirit of Sihon is destroyed by the presence of the living God. Declare it now, forcefully, violently, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you want your breakthrough, you got to pray powerfully now. You got to declare powerfully now, because the devil's a liar, and he cannot have your possessions. He cannot have what belongs to you. He cannot have God's plan and purpose and dreams and hopes and aspirations for your life, for your family, for your household, for your business, for your health, any area of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I declare now that the spirit of Sihon be destroyed, be slain now. We slay, O God, the king of the Amorites. We slay, O God, the spirit, O God, of the Amorite. This spirit that speaks, O God, negativities, that speaks lies, that proclaims, O God, evil. Lord, this day in Jesus' name, it is slain. The spirit of Sihon, slain. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and bring to naught, O God, every activity in this stronghold of darkness. For this is the day the Lord God Almighty has made for us to rejoice and be glad. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were two spirits that were destroyed that day. He says, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, a stronghold, and Og. Og, this name, you may be seated. I'll get it up again. Og means long-necked. This is the spirit that peers into businesses that it has no business peering into. Looking into things that it has no business looking into. It's a spying spirit. Are you with me so far? Og, tradition tells us, was a spirit, or rather a king, that represented the giants of Rephaim. This Rephaim is the place where David came against the Philistines, the place of giants. And when he came there, he changed the name. And he said, this is Baal-perazim. Baal-perazim, the place where God busts forth against my enemies. But he inquired first of God, should I go and do this? And God said, go. And he did. And he won the great victory. Now, after he won that great victory, the Bible says that the Philistines came back to that same spot to fight him again. And this time, he did not think, well, the way God did it the first time, that's how he's going to do it. And that's a mistake we make so many times. We must remember that God wants to be consulted with. God wants to be inquired from. God doesn't want you to just run amok, you know, with your own imagination thinking and whatever it is you want to think and second guessing his purposes. He wants you to come back to him. And so did David. David came back to the Lord and said, Lord, should I go and fight? And the Lord says, no. Hold. What am I supposed to do? Just stay there and watch those mulberry trees, he said. For what reason? Well, if you see those mulberry trees beginning to move, you move. What was the idea? The idea was this, primarily this, that God was going to dispatch angels, and that was going to be the landing pad. When the host of heaven lands there and you see movement on those mulberry trees, you know I've already sent help. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that help comes to us now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the help that we need to overcome this spirit come to us now. By the authority of the word of God, we overcome now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Og, the king of Bashan. The king of Bashan? Yes. What is Bashan? Bashan means fruitful. Some say fruitful. The long-necked guy is, the Bible says here, and Og, the king of fruitful, which dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei. Now, Ashtaroth is a goddess. It is the goddess of fertility. In Edrei. What does that mean? Edrei simply means goodly pasture. So, what do we have here? We have Og, the long neck, peering into and taking possession of a fruitful land as a goddess of fertility in goodly pastures. What is it that I want? Goodly pastures. What is it that I want? Fruitfulness. Somebody is occupying my space. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying. I say somebody is occupying my space. Ashtaroth, fertility. Somebody is occupying my space. Be fruitful and multiply. Somebody is occupying my space. And that whoever it is, got to go. Amen. I said, got to go. Amen. I said, got to go. Amen. I said, got to go. Whatever it is that's occupying the space that God has ordained for your life, in the name of Jesus, must be eradicated now. In the mighty name of Jesus. The devil's a liar. What belongs to me, I must possess. Do you believe this? I said, do you believe this? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. I want to step back for a moment and look at the book of Obadiah, chapter 1 and verse 17. Obadiah 1 and 17. I'm going to come back to the passage that we are in. But upon Mount Zion, hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion, hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion, hallelujah. I say, upon Mount Zion, hallelujah. Upon Mount Zion, hallelujah, shall be deliverance. Glory be to God. There's a different mountain. It's the mountain of deliverance. And there shall be holiness. Glory be to God. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Hallelujah. 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 We shall possess what? Our possessions. What belongs to us, we will get. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I say we will get everything that belongs to us. Amen. But we shall not bring any mixture with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No mixture. True holiness, no false gods taken from the house of Laban. I don't really want to go there, but let me say something to you. Jacob's wife, the mother of Joseph, took false gods, hid it, sat on it. Why under God's heaven do you do that when it was God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, that made provision for you to have children, that made provision for you to be wealthy, to possess your possessions and leave your father's house? Why are you taking your father's dead gods with you? And because of that, because the husband did not know it, said, whoever it is that has this must die. And his beloved wife died. I preached a message the day Jacob killed his wife. When I came up with that title, and I'm not one who comes up with titles, people were wondering, what is he talking about? What heresy is this? When did Jacob kill his wife? That day, when he cursed. But we shall possess our possessions without trouble. Amen. 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 For the God of the double will bless us with double for every trouble. Amen. If you are meant to be number one, you'll be number one, and you'll be number one again. Amen. Because this number 11 is a number of new beginnings. When you count up to 10, you have to count one. Is that not true? Yes. When you count up to 7, you count 8. That's new beginnings. But there's another new beginnings. It's 11. Some say 11. God is pushing the reboot, restart button on my life. And it's wiping off my years of wilderness living. I must step into fruitfulness. 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 I must step into fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, hallelujah! The devil's a liar. I'm going to get what God says I have. Glory be to God. Mandarebosha. This spirit of Og must die.
Amen.
Why? Because I must come into my fruitfulness.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the living God. Blessed be the name of the living God. He says, on this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law. He began to declare what? This what? Law, saying, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, which is Mount Sinai, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Come on, come, help me somebody. What about that statement is a law? Every part of it. The law is, you have dwelt long enough in this mount.
Amen.
That means time to what? Move.
Amen.
It's a new law.
Good.
Forward ever.
Amen.
Backwards never. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
World, hear it now. There's a new law. It's a law that declares I cannot stay here anymore. I got to move into my fruitful place in Jesus' mighty name. It's a law, and that law must be obeyed by everything there is. I've been sick too long. Now I must come into divine health. I've been poor too long. Now I must come into prosperity. I've been delayed too long. Now I must come into the now of God in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the glorious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The devil's a liar. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the what? Amorites. Go to the mount of the Amorites, the mount of the seers, those that are talking gobbledygook nonsense, prophesying evil over. Go and shut that mountain up. Mandarabasha, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rise with me again. Let us get rid of this long neck demonic force. Understand, these are people, but these are people being led by a false spirit. When Daniel prayed, the prince of Persia withheld an angel. It wasn't the natural prince. It was a spiritual principality. And when we're talking about Og, we're talking about this giant that we cannot miss. Amen? This long neck that we can cut. Take the sword of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. What did David do with Goliath? he cut his head off. Haladabashaka tadababashaka. Yikaladabashandoroboboshike. Rebe-re-re-re-be-seke-re-re-be-seke. Rebe-re-re-re-be-seke-re-re-re-re. Say, I have the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God. I have the word of God in my hand and in my mouth. It is the sword of the Spirit. It's a double-edged sword. It can cut across anything. And I release that sword now. And I behead you, Og. Now, you are beheaded. You are beheaded. I sever your head off of your body. Now, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. We step into our fruitful land. We are fertile, and our land is fertile, but not by the spirit of Ashtaroth. No, the spirit of the living God. We possess our goodly pasture. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have a good shepherd who causes us to lack nothing. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Now, the word of God says, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn ye and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale. In other words, in the plain land, in the mountains, or the highlands, or in the valleys, the lowlands. And in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Do you remember what I told you about Euphrates, what it was? Forgot already? Euphrates has three powerful meanings. It means fruitfulness, it means breakthrough, and it means rapid. Three things. Rapid fruitfulness and breakthrough. That's the fourth river that came out of Eden. Remember we talked about this? There were four rivers: Pison, Gihon, Hiddekel, Euphrates. And with Euphrates, God did not give any further statement. He just put period. The first three he defined. This last one, he put period. Fruitfulness, period. Rapidly, period. Breakthrough, period. There's a new command. There's a new sheriff in town. Hallelujah. I said there's a new sheriff in town. It's a no-nonsense sheriff. And he says, the law is the law. The law is, you don't stay here no more. Go possess your possessions. Hallelujah. 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 He says, behold, I have set the land before you. I have set the land before you. I have what? Set the land before you. What did he say again? I have set the land before you. I have put the land before you. I have given you the land. This is Nathan. Set. Nathan. God says, hey, I have Nathan the land. I have put the land. I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. This is generational blessing. That generational blessing is still continuing till this very moment. Are you with me? Till as we're talking right now, that blessing is still working. That's why the devil hates the Jews. Antisemitism is an act of the devil. Because Israel consistently reminds him that there is a God. And that he's all powerful. And that he can use a handful of people to do extraordinary things. Israel is God's way of shoving it in the face of the devil. Amen. Amen. That's why the devil also hates marriages. He hates marriage and he hates family. Because marriages remind him of the victorious church that Jesus Christ actually died, rose again from the dead, is seated in heavenly places, and one of these days he's going to have a wedding party. He doesn't like that. It reminds him that when you have a marriage, fruitfulness must come. And he doesn't like that. But I don't care what the devil likes. Do you? Whether he likes it or doesn't like it, none of my business. My business is I will get what belongs to me. And the devil's name is not written on anything that belongs to me. Glory be to God. Does the devil have any right to anything that belongs to you?
No.
His name is not on it?
No.
Whose name is on it?
My name.
Private property. The devil's a thief. But the Bible says the thief cometh to steal, to kill, to destroy. But he says, I've already come. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. The thief cometh, but I'm already here. And I'm here to give you life. Abundant life. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, think about it. If a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you must have something that he wants to destroy. You must have something that he wants to steal. And nobody goes to steal junk. Have you ever seen a thief that goes looking for junk to steal? I don't want to steal something that's worth something. That means I'm already blessed.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. For the enemy to try to come steal something from me, I'm already blessed.
Yes.
Kill. I must already have life because you can't kill dead people.
That's right.
I got it made.
Yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no devil is going to take what belongs to me. God says, I've given it to you. In other words, go possess what I've given to you. Go take it. Say with me, Lord,
I take
what belongs to me now.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
Because
every evil word,
every evil
agenda
has already been
destroyed.
By
the authority
of your word.
For you came,
Lord,
for a purpose
to destroy
the works
of the
devil.
Hallelujah.
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 The works
of the devil are destroyed.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
He said, and
I spake unto you
at that time,
saying,
I'm not able
to bear you
myself alone.
I told you,
I'm not able
to do this
for you
by myself.
The Lord
your God
hath
multiplied
you.
Amen.
And behold,
you are this
day as
the stars
of heaven
for
multitude.
Praise
the Lord.
No
astronaut
here.
We are
going to be the
stars.
Glory
be to God.
Amen.
No
astronaut.
No
principalities.
We
are going to be the
principalities.
Oh,
that's another teaching,
another day.
But hear
what verse 11
is going to say,
and this is where we're going to
begin to write.
The
Lord
God
of your fathers
make
you, how many?
1,000
times,
so many
more
as he are,
and bless
you
as he
had
promised
you.
Amen.
Somebody say
amen. Amen.
1,000
times
more.
1,000
times
more.
And
what verse
did God go to?
He goes to
Deuteronomy
chapter 1
and verse 11.
This is God saying,
I'm not just
going to do it 1-1.
I'm going to do it
1-1-1.
Hey!
In the
mouth of two
or
three witnesses,
every
word,
God
confirms it
again and again.
Father,
Son,
and Holy Ghost.
One
God.
Amen?
I said,
Father, Son,
and Holy Ghost.
One
God.
One
times one times
one is what?
You can't
change it.
God
has settled the
matter.
And he
says,
it's time
to move.
It's time
to prosper.
Amen.
It's time
to be
fruitful.
Amen. It's
time
to
increase.
Amen.
It's time
to burst
forth. Amen.
And do
that
speedily,
rapidly,
to the glory
of God.
Amen. Do you
receive this word?
Yes.
Then shout
hallelujah 7
times.
Hallelujah
1.
Hallelujah
2.
Hallelujah
3.
Hallelujah
4.
Hallelujah
5.
Hallelujah
6.
Hallelujah
7.
But we're going to complete it. How many more times are we going to say it?
Four more.
On the fourth day, God said, sun, moon, stars. Four, 40. All of that stand for trials, tribulations. But God says, I'm changing the course of your life.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So let us shout that last four. Because this last four, we are going to start with new beginnings.
Amen.
And we're going to end with new beginnings.
Amen.
Because 8 is a number of new beginnings.
Amen.
And 11 is a number of new beginnings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You think I'm that smart to figure this out? No, I just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. He says, shout 7 times. I shout 7 times. He says, but we're not going to just shout 7 times. I said, how many times? He said, what have you been preaching about? 11. I said, okay, we're going to do that. He says, you know what that stands for? I said, well, what does it stand for? He says, new beginnings and new beginnings. Oh, so from this day on, you shall continue to be fruitful and multiply and no supernatural increase. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah 8, hallelujah 9, hallelujah 10, hallelujah! Oh, glory, 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 glory! It's mine, it's mine. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. I receive it now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, yes. Yes. God is good. Amen.